from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping our report this hour. On Tuesday, the Senate approved two bills that would boost the safety and privacy for children online. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the legislation that would require companies to protect children from the promotion of suicide, eating disorders, substance abuse, sexual exploitation, and more.
COSA and COPPA will be the most important updates to federal laws protecting kids on the internet in decades. And a very good first step.
The legislation has an unclear path in the House, which just started its six-week summer recess. Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Virginia plant. It follows an earlier recall of more than 200,000 pounds. In New Jersey and 24 other states, measles cases are spiking.
Reported cases of measles at this point in 2024 are up a staggering 200% from the entirety of 2023. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. An alert on the New Jersey Department of Health website says many of the cases reported as of this week are linked to international travel and are among those who have not been vaccinated for the disease, whether they be children or other individuals. Though there are just two cases reported in the Garden State so far, the New Jersey Department of Health is urging all residents planning to travel to make sure their vaccinations are up to date. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Things may get worse at Newark Airport before they get better. The FAA has moved control of the airspace above Newark from Long Island to Philadelphia. The hope is that Philly controllers will be able to handle Newark more efficiently, ultimately reducing delays. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. By the end of 2024, Yum Brands, which operates the brand Taco Bell, has the goal of using voice AI at hundreds of Taco Bell drive-thrus, according to CNBC. Around the nation, more than 100 locations currently use this tool. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 99 points today. Is your AC unit struggling? Get a brand new AC unit installed with no money down and 0% interest financing. Plus, save $1,000 if you call today. 1-800-GUARANTEED-TODAY or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Well, we have unsettled weather tonight. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The hottest days of this stretch will probably be tomorrow and Friday. The highest humidity is looking like Saturday and Sunday, the weekend. Skies will continue to clear tonight. It's going to be another muggy night as lows only fall into the lower 70s. Tomorrow, hot and humid with hazy sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Friday also will be steamy, highs in the lower 90s with partly sunny skies. We could see around a scattered showers and thunderstorms late day Friday, and the heat and humidity will hang on this weekend with a few showers and thunderstorms around. High temperatures for both Saturday and Sunday right around 90 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark 90, Middletown 89, Atlantic City 82 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Beat the heat in your home with a buy two, get two free offer on insulated, energy-efficient windows, plus zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an in-home estimate now at 866-90-NATION. They're also online at windownation.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.